Local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
It is 12:09 here on a Tuesday afternoon, and that means it is time for your community connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and joining me today, I have Senator John Szczesinski, State Senator John Szczesinski. I should probably be throwing that part in there. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here, because there's a lot, we got a whole list of things to get through. We're going to see how much we can do here. This is going to be a true test for us.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Corey. Really appreciate it.
And so I guess let's just jump right in here with some of the big issues I'm sure that you're hearing a lot about when you're out talking with the people within your district and such, especially as we're coming up close to the end of the year and getting ready for the new session that'll begin in January. So I think the first one, and I think probably the one that we've heard the most about probably on a statewide issue, is with loss of state money and, you know, potential fraud, that sort of thing, involving government programs. So just kind of give us the lowdown on some of what you know on this particular thing.
Sure. Well, you know, the biggest thing that I hear when I'm out in the community is the waste, fraud, and abuse. This has been going on for many, many years. We've tried to draw attention to it. We had a bill last year with the Office of Inspector General to, you know, look at all these things that are, all these programs that are being misused, the money that's going away. I mean, it's $1 billion, Corey. We've reached $1 billion. You know, U.S. attorneys have come in and have talked about how bad Minnesota is, from the feeding our futures to all these different things are coming on, the potential with Medicaid fraud. It's frustrating for people that are out there paying their taxes and seeing that money not being used wisely and it going away from Minnesota. So it's a thing we've been talking about for years now, and I think the governor finally is going to try and do something. It's too late, obviously. We're concerned about that, but at least there's some attention being brought to it now.
That was going to be my question. What, if anything, can be done at this point other than just keeping the awareness out there?
You know, the whole administration has just been loose on. We've had inspections from the Office of Legislative Auditor looking at these things, their controls that's in place, and we're seeing it across the administration that they're just not using the money wisely, not good controls on it. They're more focused on getting money out than seeing the controls to make sure it's going to the right people, and that's the frustrating part, as you hear. Again, at the grocery store, the post office, wherever you go, people are saying, hey, my tax money is being, you know, spent on things that just aren't right.
And, of course, you know, this isn't something that even when we get everyone working on it here and everyone admitting that there, you know, may even be a problem, that it's not something that can be fixed overnight by any means.
No, there is a problem, and we've been talking about that, so we got to get at it. We've spent a lot of months last year in last year's session working on this Office of Inspector General, it's called. We passed it in the Senate on a bipartisan vote, but they couldn't do anything in the House, so there was not even a hearing on it, no vote on in the House, so that was frustrating why the House didn't do that. Again, in the Senate, it was a bipartisan, I think. I can't remember the split, but there's only about 7 or 8 people that voted against it. So it was a big, big vote, bipartisan.
So to me, that really shows how much of a problem that it really is. If because let's be honest, you get into the political realm and unfortunately, politics kind of gets in the way of a lot of things. I'll just put it out there.
Yep. No, I would agree. And again, this is something that should be done. And it's not a partisan issue. It's just getting it done. You know, with the governor and his administration, the other side of the aisle protects that more. And we have some concerns about that. We've been, again, trying to deal with it for a long time. So.
And so kind of along the same lines with fraud and such, let's get into the budget forecast. Kind of where are there any inclinations kind of where the state's going to be sitting, or is it maybe too early before we actually get that new report coming out early next month?
I would say in my 9 years in the Senate, this is the one that I'm most anticipating to see what it's going to be, because people don't really know. You know, we back in many years ago in 2022, we had an $18 billion surplus. And in one party control, they blew the $18 billion surplus. They increased spending by $10 billion, the highest increase in state spending in the state's history. So all those programs are going into effect now. The paid family leave, some of those things that are going in place, that will go into place in January. There are some concerns. Also, you know, the governor has shifted a lot of the costs down to local governments. I think just last week, a lot of people were opening their property tax statements of the proposed tax that's going to come in 2026, and people are being floored by what that amount is. You're seeing anywhere increases from 5% to 30%, and that's just huge for people in this area that have fixed incomes, and also they get a 30% or a 15%. I think the average is about 15.2% increase on their local property taxes. And a lot of that was shifted in the last 2 years from the governor and his administration. So it's frustrating.
And so is there really a cause to all of this, especially when it comes to the property taxes? You know,
well, there's definitely been shifts. The paid family leave is a huge issue. That's that are going down to all the entities. So paid family will hit the school districts, it'll hit the counties, it'll hit the cities. You know, the free lunch program at schools, that's another thing that's being put down. They funded it originally, but now it's being put on the local school districts. All those things are coming down to the local entities that have to do that. So it's been shifted from the states down to there. And then with all the fraud, all the money that's not being spent wisely, $1 billion. If you put that into equation, the U.S. Bank Stadium, when that was built, was $1 billion. So think about that asset. That money is going away each year here in Minnesota in fraud.
Wow, that's a good way to really put a number on it. So with the budget forecast that comes out, just kind of briefly, what does this all tell us other than kind of where we sit overall as a state?
It talks a lot about spending in the state and the expenses and what's going on. You know, revenues are up or down from sales tax, from income tax, from property tax, and all those things that are going on. So we'll look at that, and that will that's the first budget, so we start planning with that. And then the February forecast is usually much more accurate. Now, last year was a budget cycle, so we have a two-year cycle. So we've been budgeted out for the next 2 years, so we don't have to pass anything on the budget this year. But it's just a good indication of what's going on, or a supplemental budget if something comes up, if there's shortfalls in certain areas or extra money in certain areas. I don't think there's going to be any extra money this year. I think the economy's been down a little bit, so I don't think that's – so sometimes you'll have to do some extra cutting. This year is a bonding year, so usually in the even years we do bonding capital and structure projects across the state, from wastewater to clean water to roads to bridges to colleges and universities. So the budget isn't a huge thing this year, but it's a good indication of what's happening here in our state.
And speaking of the bonding, I know you were among the group that made a stop in, well, a few of our local communities, including Waseca, earlier this month, just kind of taking a look at some of those projects and really trying to get a feel, I guess, for, okay, we should probably allocate money to this one. This one, while it's important, you know, maybe it can hold off, something like that.
Sure. And, you know, I've been on the bonding committee all my 9 years. I've toured the state many, many times from the northwest to the northeast. Actually just got back from the northwest last week. But in Waseca, and in this district, to be honest, that's the number one priority. There's a lot of wants and there's a lot of needs. And Waseca needs some wastewater infrastructure money to upgrade their facility there. In the last year, they were pumping raw sewage into Clear Lake, obviously an issue. They're looking at a new water tower to develop that southwest area of that town. So we've talked with the other legislators, and I've told people in the district that that's the one priority that we need to get done. There's, as I said, we tour the state. There's a lot of wants out there for things people want. This community wants this and wants that. But we really have to deal with the needs, the true needs. And we really, our caucus, the Republicans, have been really focused that money on infrastructure. It's roads, it's bridges, it's clean water, it's wastewater. And it's maintaining our colleges and universities we have now. The new crazy new projects that they want in the suburbs with new parks and ice arenas and all these things are obviously nice, and I get that. But we really truly have to take care of the infrastructure we have in place now.
And so with bonding being the key, I'm guessing you kind of continue to work on that throughout the entire session then, right?
Sure, that'll be done. And we've been, you know, touring all fall. We've, like I said, I've been across the state. You take about a three-day trip and you'll spend in the northwest, and then you take 3 days in the northeast. And we've done the southwest, as you said, down in Waseca in the southeast, southwest and southeast. And then we have metro tours as well. So we do that and then, you know, continue those hearings when we get into the legislation. That doesn't start this year, actually, until February. This is a shorter year. Last year was a budget year, so that starts in January. This year we start on February 17th. It's a little bit of a later start just because of the days allocated for legislative days. So this will start on February 17th, and it should be focused mostly on bonding. You'll see some policy things. You'll see other things that have come up. Well, school safety, we've been talking about. With the shooting, we've been talking about school safety, and mental health is a big thing. the waste, fraud, and abuse, you know, the shift in property taxes of down to the local entities with the frustrations they have there, the paid family leave, and you're going to look at some changes there. It's very, very frustrating for some of these businesses. Just the bureaucracy they have to go through, the requirements, do they qualify, do they not qualify, and we're going to try and make some tweaks to that.
All right. I feel like we're just really getting started here, but we are going to go ahead and cut it to our break. But we're going to continue our conversation with Senator John Szczesinski here. We've got more things on the list that we're going to try to get to, and we'll do that when your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on COWS 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on COWS 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's continue on with our conversation here with Senator John Szczesinski. And Senator, one of the other things that I have sitting here on the list is conversations about license tab fees in the state of Minnesota. You know, I guess it's something that I've never, you know, you get the bill and it's higher than you'd like it to be. But, you know, I have it right here that there's been people wondering why that isn't going down with an aging vehicle like it used to. So give us the background on that.
Well, you know, under one party control of the Democrats in 2023 raised almost every single fee in the transportation. So they increased the license tab fees. And part of that is what's called depreciation. So when you buy a new car, it depreciates. It used to depreciate down 10% each year. So it reduced the value. So new cars paid more. And then as they got older, they paid less. And the Democrats stretched that out. So now you're paying a higher price for a longer amount of time. In addition, they increased the motor vehicle sales tax from 6.5% to 6.875%. They added a delivery fee. And they increased, you know, just about everything they could do in that. So it's frustrating. People are starting to see that now. They weren't really aware of what's going on there. So, yeah, you used to see it go down every year about 10%. And now you're seeing that in the first 4 or 5 years that stretched out to only 5% per year. So you don't see those go down. And it's frustrating. So, and the concern we've had is a lot of that money is going towards greenhouse gas offsets. And, you know, so it's really not going to the roads and the bridges, the things that people want. I've been a huge advocate of local roads here in greater Minnesota for many, many years that I've been here. It's always a push back and forth with the metro and transit and trains and all those things. You're seeing a lot of some of that coming to the surface now of how really not smart that money is being spent in the metro with the transit and the trains and things like that. We have, you know, the Green Line, and some of those lines are just so expensive up in the metro. Southwest Light Rail has been very frustrating. So we need to get the money back into the roads and the bridges, the true infrastructure.
And so in the short time we got left here, about a minute and a half or so, just kind of take me through maybe what some of your priorities are going to be as we go into this next session, based on what you've heard.
Well, sure. And again, this is a bonding year. I'm on the bonding committee, so I'll do a lot of time with the bonding. Again, roads and bridges, trying to get that to the locals, the townships, the cities and the counties, with not new taxes, but capturing existing taxes that are there, and then watching what we call leakages. They're spending money on money that's supposed to be going on to roads and bridges and are using it for other administrative purposes in transportation. We need to get that back money back into the actual structures of roads and bridges, which gets our commerce across the state.
And I also, we should probably hit on the fact, since you know, you are a public face for the legislature, how can folks within the district be getting in contact with you if they have concerns, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Call my office or email me. You can go online and get all those addresses for things like that. And, yeah, I have a full-time staff up there, and we respond to concerns every day, phone calls or emails, so happy to hear from the – it's a privilege and honor to serve this district, District 19, Owatonna, Faribault, Waseca area, and all the small towns in between.
And because, let's be honest, hearing what the people are actually seeing, you know, that gives you an idea of what can be worked on. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. We hear it loud and clear what some of the concerns are right now.
All right. Senator John Szczesinski, thank you very much for taking the time here to join us. I know we could probably keep going on here for a while, but we got to get moving along here because your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge, he'll be stepping back in here this afternoon, take you all the way through your midday move brought to you by Simple Move. He'll join you just after 1 o'clock with your dad joke of the day. But this has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on COWS 100.9. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.